For CJ Lo News, I'm Shanalee Murray.
Students in Concordia's residencies are being pushed out of their dorms in an effort to halt the spread of COVID-19. On March 18, students were given 4 days' notice to pack up and leave. According to the Civil Code of Quebec, students are entitled to stay in their residencies as long as they are full-time students. University President Graham Carr has vowed to accommodate students with nowhere to go and provide meals to residents in need. The CSU has issued a statement saying, quote, "No one should be left behind in a health emergency," and vowed to hold the university accountable. In national news, the federal government has been flooded with applications for employment insurance. Prime Minister Trudeau says Ottawa has received about 500,000 applications. That compared to just 27,000 this time last year. Rules for who is eligible for insurance were recently expanded to accommodate people out of work as a result of the virus. In other news, the government has announced $305 million for the immediate response to limit the spread of COVID-19 to Indigenous and Inuit communities. Several officials, including Trudeau, recognize the need for aid specifically directed to those communities, which are more likely to lack access to medical infrastructure. Another $100 million fund has been unveiled to pay for medical equipment. To hear about the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.